Yesterday began like most yesterdays in Londinium in December. Venutius roasted some partridge eggs for breakfast and served the stuffed figs with cheese curds. I was hungry for plain oat porridge. We ate anyway. There were people waiting to see me. There were always people waiting to see me, especially in December. Rheumy eyes, runny noses, aches and creaks of all descriptions. The list was long and the day was short. Billico made it easier by figuring out who really needed me and who just wanted a peek at the governor's medicus. I always disappointed people who expected to meet a prodigy. The morning staggered by, still looking for a party. Saturnalia was officially over 2 days ago. Unofficially, there were still cockfights and dice throws, more wine-soaked quickies, and the odor of vomit filling every alleyway. Valerius Milo wasn't alone. Mint and barley water tonic flowed like last night's vapa, and I was starting to run low when a couple of knife wounds walked in. The men left, with no payment and a promise of chickens. I had too many already. Brutius finally shut the door. I drained my cup, and Venutius poured more wine. Rich women meant trouble. Some wanted attention, some were bored, but most were just looking for what their husbands were giving the wine boy. I had been groped, fondled, pinched and grabbed and treated to the sight of more nude women, unasked, than a towel holder in a caldarium. It usually started with a funny feeling in the stomach, which inevitably led to a fast strip-down and offers that would embarrass Messalina. Not even Messalina could get to Billico. We looked at each other. Another case. Another sort of case, the kind Dioscorides never told me about. I gulped the wine before Venutius could mix it. It had been a while. But we never waited long, and we never looked too far. Mercury brought them to the doorstep like a cat with a rat. It was a present from the Blessed Ones, a big smelly rodent that I usually had a hell of a time burying. Virgil was right. Never trust Greeks, gods, or cats bearing gifts. Venutius and Brutius left for the kitchen, and I rearranged myself on the couch. I was picking some dried egg off my tunic when I heard footsteps. A woman entered a pace ahead of Billico. She paused in the doorway when she saw the food on the table. I paused when I saw her. Brutius hadn't exaggerated the beautiful part. Money enhanced the impact. I felt my doctor face slipping. I grinned at her and hoped I didn't look stupid. I said, "Please, join me." She hesitated and looked back at the door as if she'd changed her mind. Then her shoulders relaxed and she nodded. The white fur mantle slipped off. Her body was wrapped in silk. The tunic was aqua, the pallor was midnight blue with a light purple border, and I was running out of adjectives. The gasp was out of my mouth before I could swallow.